This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's a significant development in the search for an end to Russia's war in Ukraine.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping has appealed for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine in a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. State media reports Xi warned there is no winner in a nuclear war. In the long-anticipated conversation, Xi said China wanted to act as a peace mediator. Beijing will send a special representative to Ukraine for talks about a possible political settlement. China has tried to appear neutral in the war, but has refused to criticize Moscow's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This morning, Russia claims that Ukraine has in the past rejected initiatives aimed at a settlement. Today in Washington, President Biden and South Korea's president will sign an agreement that will include plans to have U.S. nuclear-armed submarines dock in South Korea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The planned dock visits are part of what's being called the Washington Declaration, aimed at both easing South Korean fears over the North's aggressive nuclear weapons program and urging Seoul not to restart its own program.
This morning, Singapore executed a man accused of coordinating a cannabis delivery. It's the crown jewel of Mexico's tourism industry, the resort of Cancun. But this morning, they're trying to identify eight bodies found dumped in the area. Rival drug gangs have been feuding there. The remains of a U.S. Army corporal killed during the Korean War have now been identified, 73 years after he was declared missing and was awarded the Medal of Honor for bravery. Luther H. Story was 19. He was from Buena Vista, Georgia. It's unprecedented. At the Vatican, women will now have the right to vote at an upcoming meeting of bishops. This is AP News. To the Supreme Court now.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments today on whether local jurisdictions can keep the profit on a property the owner loses because of unpaid taxes. 94-year-old Geraldine Tyler lost her Minneapolis condo because she failed to pay $2,300 in taxes, interest, and other penalties. Hennepin County sold her property for $40,000 and kept the profit. Her lawyers say that was unjust compensation, but about a dozen states and the District of Columbia have the same practice. And Pacific Legal, a not-for-profit interest law firm, says that between 2014 and 2021, nearly 9,000 homes in the U.S. were sold because of unpaid taxes, and the homeowners received little or nothing. The High Court will hear the case, and a decision is expected by June. Donna Water, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.